This week, I am in the Grand Center Arts District at the High-Low Literary Cafe. I am joined by Gina Grafos, who is the Director of Visual and Literary Arts for the Kranzberg Foundation, also the curator. Gina, it's great. Thanks for inviting me here.
My sincere pleasure, and welcome to High-Low.
Now, we are in the listening room. Yes. So let's start with that. What is the listening room?
The listening room is really intended for all things to amplify and celebrate the literary arts in St. Louis. We do everything from, we host everything from poetry readings to book signings, special events, and specifically every Thursday, we have a speaker series called High Noon, which has a variety of different speakers. It's free to the public every single Thursday at noon, orchestrated by Karen Lucas, and it's an opportunity to come down to High-Low and engage and see what we're all about.
So there's a stage here. People can perform their poetry, you said. Mm-hmm. People read their screenplays and do critiques of them, things like that. And even weddings.
Yes.
Even weddings, yes. In this room.
Special small weddings, yes.
Yeah. So it's part of the High-Low Literary Cafe. How do you describe what a literary cafe is?
So High-Low is really the vision of Nancy Kranzberg and acknowledging the steeped, incredible history of the literary arts in St. Louis, the steeped and incredible history of literary arts in St. Louis, and thinking about having a home base for individuals and literary arts organizations to have a place to gather, to connect, to be in proximity to one another, and to really think about the future, the present, the past, and a place to celebrate all of the above.
Well, it has a library. We'll start with that, the yes. James Baldwin Library. Who was James Baldwin?
James Baldwin is one of the most profound and prolific writers, artists, activists, playwrights, voices, and thinking about his legacy and writings and impact. We honored the front part of High-Low with the James Baldwin Library, which is a little free library, but inside, indoors, based off of donated books by individuals and institutions. And thinking about even the design of the tables in honor of his welcome tables, which was one of his last works before his death, and also thinking about a place to gather. Blueprint Coffee is our partnership with the cafe, and thinking about the most incredible coffee in the city. And just also acknowledging that coffee and tea and books bring people together.
You know, you were saying that you don't have to, you can get a book. Is it like a regular library, I guess is what I'm asking?
It's like a little free library where, you know, take one, bring one back. It's more of an exchange. We don't have a checkout system. It's based off of acknowledging how important literacy is to imagination, thought, and forward thinking, and also acknowledging that there isn't a public library in this neighborhood, and so just being able to walk in and sit and have, you know, a glass of water or a cup of tea or a coffee or a snack. It's just a place to gather, and we have a lot of people who work remotely that come to the High-Low Cafe in order to be in proximity to energy without having to be in an office.
Now, Baldwin was a strong voice for the African-American community.
100%.
Who else might be represented here? Or tell me a little bit, you were saying, the strong literary history of St. Louis.
Yes, so starting with the exterior, Shirley Bradley LaFleur, we honor her and her voice with this poem, which is one of our murals featured in The Walls Off Washington. Shirley Bradley LaFleur was the powerhouse voice and remarkable energy of St. Louis in general, but has left such an impact on so many different entities, including some of our resident organizations upstairs, the Creative Lab and such. So thinking about honoring her with her poem, but also her likeness, a portrait of her on the exterior of the building as well.
Now, this is a place for people to come and get a cup of coffee and get a book and that kind of thing, but it's also for the artists.
Yes.
So tell me more about the space that is devoted to artists in this place.
So we have the Hilo Gallery, which is it featured in proximity to the cafe and between the listening room and the Hilo Cafe. The Hilo Gallery is a more traditional white cube type of gallery space that also is showcasing and really elevating visual arts in a way that is, you know, sometimes very inspired by literary works, but also is part of our juried and regional call for artists for the St. Louis region.
And what's the exhibit that's currently in that room?
Right now we have a an exhibit that is showcasing student work from the visual culture and illustration MFA. Those students have worked for 2 years to really dive into their thesis work, and so we are showcasing that currently for student work. And then next up is our first juried in artist who will have a solo exhibition, Nabil Musa, which will be our next artist featured there.
And the ones that are in there now, the different drawings and things, are those done by the writers or is someone else doing them in representation of the writers?
Sometimes both. The thing about the MFA of illustration and visual culture is it's all about the interpretation of what that can be defined as. So you have everything from more designed installations to comic books to tarot cards and everything in between when it comes to that that interpretation of what the literary arts means.
And that's the Master of Fine Arts at WashU?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go upstairs,
yes.
And there's lots more upstairs.
Yes.
There's actually a room dedicated for writers to do their thing,
yes.
To write.
Yes. So we have the Writer's Suite, which is the host for and workspace for our Kranzberg Artists in Residence, literary artists specifically. So we have 11 artists in residence currently. It's an 18-month residency, and that is their workspace. We also have many resident organizations that hold office space on the second floor of Hilo, including volunteer lawyers and accountants for the arts, the St. Louis Poetry Center, the LaFleur Foundation, Hope Creates, I can list them all, Tennessee Williams Festival, the St. Louis Black Authors for Children organization, and many, many others that hold space upstairs in order to push the literary arts forward.
And what in terms of the collaboration,
yes,
or just the fact that they're all in the same space together, how does that play out for the literary arts scene in St. Louis?
So just to get back to Nancy's vision originally is proximity, right? So if you're having a cup of coffee and you're working on something, sometimes you have your headphones in and you need to like focus and do your thing and be alone and write and read that way. But sometimes you are, you know, in the cafe and really thinking about conversations, or you need a place to have those conversations in effort to collaborate better, in effort to know what's happening in St. Louis. I think a lot of the struggle within the literary and the visual arts is just not knowing what's going on. And so, you know, coming to a High Noon and seeing a speaker talk about their work, or seeing the community board that is like the heartbeat of in between the listening room, the gallery, and the cafe to see what's coming, whether it's a theater production or a art exhibit. That's really where this kind of idea of like, you know, what are you surrounded by? What is the energy like? What do you see? What do you hear? What kind of things are inspiring your own practice, but also a way to get involved and to kind of nudge into the possibilities, really.
And then just to set the scene of where we are and what's going on here, because there's a lot, just not just in this building, but this whole block, this whole stretch here.
For sure.
And a lot of it, of course, is driven by the Kranzberg Arts Foundation, your organization. So tell me what else is here.
So Hilo acts as the bookend for Ken and Nancy Kranzberg Way of from Washington. So we are in Grand Center Arts District, but we are on the eastern end. So in thinking about all the incredible institutions on the west end, museums and such, think this whole area in the last few years is really about dedicated space for the arts and amplifying you know, the different types of art making, whether it's literary arts at the Hilo or the walls off Washington, and thinking about large scale murals and graffiti and the public art access points. We also have different arts organizations like theater companies and Big Muddy Dance Company and all of the in between, and really just how much that centrifugal force of literary arts, coffee, tea, and proximity has really shifted Grand Center Arts District in Midtown to be this really like palpable way of getting involved and having conversations and being inspired without even walking inside of a building. Or thinking about, you know, coming to a high noon on a Thursday just because you just need to listen to something besides the television or the news.
And what's a high noon again?
High noon is a speaker series that is really driven by Karen Lucas, who brings speakers from all different walks of life to the stage in the listening room, free to the public every Thursday. And it's just a wonderful way to be engaged and be inspired. And every week is a different art form or conversation. And it's just one way to really engage with a sense of who is here and what is happening.
What are some of the other regular events that take place here in the listening room?
Oh, wow. There are so many different activations, whether it's performance-based, so like the Story Stitchers is another arts org that is dedicated to teenagers in St. Louis, and they have everything from performance to, again, learning about lyric writing. There's also, we have visual art exhibition openings that land in Hilo every eight weeks, so that's one way to always tap in, is to come to an art opening at the Hilo Gallery.
Do you have any other special events you want to promote that are coming up?
I encourage everyone to engage with our newsletter, generally for the Kranzberg Arts Foundation. It's a really easy way to know what's happening every week, because there is so much, whether it's literary, theater, dance, visual, culinary, the garden arts. There's just so many different ways to engage. Music at the Intersection is coming up in September, second week of September, and the Hilo this year is going to be the backdrop for the main stage of the Music at the Intersection Music Festival. So that's coming up in September very, very, very soon.
Yeah, it'll be here before we know.
You're
it.
Right.
Is there anything else you wanted to mention?
The Hilo is for it's for everyone, and there's a level of access here, whether it's the cafe, the library, the gallery, that is really about just coming in, seeing what it's all about, and being inspired or engaged. in a way that is very much St. Louis and very much about what is possible and fulfilling the possibilities, again, of what historically has always existed with the remarkable scene of literary writers and playwrights here, but now what is being written and performed and read in the current state of the existence, and how important literacy and the literary arts are in general to us as human beings.
Gina Grafos from the Kranzberg Arts Foundation. It is the High Low Literary Cafe. This place is cool.
Thanks.
Thanks for the tour.
You're the best. And come on down 3301 Washington Ave, and we're here for it.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.